Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
Here's Johnny!
Thanks, Jack. Welcome back. This is Radio Free Bongo, and I am your host, Bongo Johnny. And I was thinking back to the last couple of Radio Free Bongo podcasts, and I thought they were a bit on the serious side. Well, that's something we're going to take care of right away tonight. Here we go.
He's too modest to relate. The captain is a moral man. Sometimes he finds a trial. This fact I'll emphasize with stress. I never take a drink unless somebody's buying.
He's a very moral man.
If he hears anything obscene, he'll naturally repel it.
I hate a dirty joke, I do. Unless it's told by someone who knows how to tell it.
The captain is a very moral man. The rain of the African is smaller.
Call me Snorra.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
He went into the jungle, where all the monkeys throw nuts.
If I stay here, I'll go nuts.
Hooray, hooray, hooray. He put all his behind. He buried every lion. And this is
life
for science.
Hey, hey!
I'm going to tell you of that great, mysterious, wonderful continent known as Africa. Well, sir, we left New York drunk and early on the morning of February 2nd. After 15 days on the water and 6 on the boat, we finally arrived on the shores of Africa. We had once proceeded 300 miles into the heart of the jungle, where I shot a polar bear. This bear was 6'7" and his stocking feet and has shoes on.
Pardon me, just a moment, Captain, just a moment. I always thought that polar bears lived in the frozen north.
Oh, you did? Well, this bear was anemic and he couldn't stand the cold climate. He was a rich bear and he could afford to go away in the winter. From the day of our arrival, we led an active life. The first morning saw us up at 6, breakfasted and back in bed at 7. This was our routine for the first 3 months. We finally got so, we were back in bed at 6:30. The principal animals inhabiting the African jungle are moose, elks, and nycepedes. Of course, you all know what a moose is. That's big game. The first day, I shot 2 bucks. That was the biggest game we had. The elks, on the other hand, live up in the hills. And in the spring, they come down for their annual convention. It is very interesting to watch them come to the water hole. And you should see them run when they find it is only a water hole. What they're looking for is an elk hole. One morning, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in my pajamas, I don't know. Then we try to remove the tusks. The tusks. That's not so easy to say. As I say, we try to remove the tusks. But they were embedded in so firmly that we couldn't budge them. Of course, in Alabama, the Tuscaloosa. But that's entirely irrelevant to what I was talking about. We took some pictures of the native girls, but they weren't developed. But we're going back again in a couple of weeks.
She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Gotta take a life today.
wild dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Life, but a player of pawns, yes, the king on his side. Oh, yeah.
that was the Steve Miller Band with Jungle Love from 1977. Before that, we heard a different song called Jungle Love, this one done by Morris Day and the Time from the movie Purple Rain of 1984. That was preceded by Bungle in the Jungle. That was Jethro Tull, and that was done in 1974. Before that was Toto with Africa from Toto 4 of 1982. And we opened up tonight with Hooray for Captain Spaulding and Groucho Marx's story of his African adventure. Those were both from the movie Animal Crackers, 1929. And the interesting thing about that song, Hooray for Captain Spaulding, you might notice that it was used later on for Groucho Marx's quiz show in the 50s called You Bet Your Life. Well, we had a lot of fun with the last set, and we have fun doing these for you. Again, just want to remind you, please check out our website, which is radiofreebongo.tripod.com. Lots of cool links there to other podcasts like Old Leadfoot and the Randy Bowen Archive Show. And any questions, comments, or requests you might have, please direct those to radiofreebongo@lycos.com. So enough talk for now. I'm a little tired anyway. We're going to continue on with the music, and here's a song you're going to know the title, but I'm not so sure you're going to get the artist. Although with a voice as unique as his, you really should get it. Anyway, here we go. Thank you.
It's not one of those. Talking about the midnight shit. Did you see me jump bedroom door? I'm called a hit and run raver in anger. Or oh, just a knife sharpened tip and toe. Oh, shoot a man, brain bear, Jane.
Yeah. West Stratton Warthog closed down their shop. They didn't want to, it was all they had got. Selling atonal apples, amplified heat, and Pressed Rat's collection of dog legs and feet. Sadly they left, telling no one goodbye. Pressed Rat wore red jodhpurs, a warthog in striped tie. Between them, they carried a three-legged sack, went straight round a corner, and never came back. Pressed Rat and Warthog closed down their shop. The bad Captain Madman had told them to stop selling atonal apples, amplified heat, and Pressed Rat's collection of dog legs and feet. Bad Captain Madman had ordered their fate. He laughed and stumped off with a nautical gate. The gate turned into a derogatory, and its peg leg got woodwork, broke into three. Pressed Rat and Warthog have closed down their shop. They didn't want to, which was all they had got. Selling atonal apples, amplified heat, and Pressed Rat's collection of dog legs and feet.
That's the last they saw of me. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. When I awoke the diable, 600 pounds of sin was grinning at my window. All I said was, come on in. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. The wolf came in, I got my cards, we sat down for a game. I cut my deck to the queen of spades, but the cards were all the same. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. Don't murder me. Ooh,
backwash up in Mary O, black and bloody mud. The dying wolf collects his due while the boys sing round the fire. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me, don't murder me. I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. No, 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 don't murder me. I beg of you, don't murder me.
We opened with Mack the Knife, and that was done by Dave Van Ronk and the Ragtime Jug Stompers Band. Now, I believe that's back from the early 60s. I couldn't find any date on it. If you have any input on that, please send me an email and let me know, but I'm going to have to say that's from the early 60s from the sound of it. And we followed that with the Rolling Stones doing Midnight Rambler, which was recorded live at Madison Square Garden, Thanksgiving night of 1969, with yours truly in attendance. Good show, I must say. Then we heard the Beatles, Hey Bulldog, from the Yellow Submarine soundtrack of 1969. We then followed that with Cream from the 1968 album Wheels of Fire, doing Pressed Rat and Warthog, with the great Ginger Baker doing the recitation on that one. And we ended up with the Grateful Dead, Dire Wolf, from the Working Man's Dead album of 1970. And that was one of my favorite Grateful Dead albums. A lot of good stuff on that one. Get it if you don't have it yet. Now, we're gonna dress up and head out.
One for the money, two for the show, for you to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. My house, steal my car, drink my liquor from my old fruit jar, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of them shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Rock! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah, blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
Summer, be a loyal plastic robot for a world that doesn't care.
Smile at every ugly.
Shine on your shoes and cut your hair.
Be a jerk.
Go to work.
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 Do your job and do it right.
Nice and warm.
TV tonight.
Do you love it? Do you hate it? There it is, the way you made it. Why?
Her clothes and into a bed.
she tickles his fancy all night long. His wife's attending an orchid show. She's wheeled for a week to get him to go. Is rocking and rolling and acting obscene.
Baby, 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 baby.
And he loves it, he loves it. It curls up his toes. She bites his fat neck and it lights up his nose. But he cannot be fooled. Oh, city. She's nasty, she digs it in
and she knows how to nasty.
She's a dirty on mine. Corrupted, corroded. Well, she's learning again. And I hear she gets loaded.
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Daddy?
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Daddy?
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Daddy?
Smother my daughter in chocolate syrup. Drop her on again.
Oh, baby.
Smother that girl in chocolate syrup. Drop her on again.
On the phone,
gotta meet the gurneys and a dozen gray attorneys.
TV dinner by the pool. I'm so glad I finished school.
leopard skin pillbox hair. Yes, I see you got your brand new leopard skin pillbox hair. Well, you must tell me, baby, how your head feels under something like that, under your brand new leopard skin pillbox hair. Well, you look so pretty in it. Honey, can I jump on it sometime? Yes, I just wanna see if it's really the expensive kind. You know it balances on your head just like a mattress balances on a bottle of wine. Your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Well, if you wanna see the sunrise, honey, I know where. We'll go out and see it sometime. We'll both just sit there and stare. Me with my belt wrapped around my head and you just sitting there in your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat.
Seek him there, in legions past the square. Everywhere the carnaby shook, army marches on. Each one a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh, yes, he is. Pleasure-seeking individual always looks his best. But he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
He flits from shop to shop just like a butterfly. In matters of the cloth he is as fickle as can be. Cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion.
We opened up that last set with Carl Perkins from 1955 with the original Blue Suede Shoes, of course, later done by Elvis. And we followed that up with Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention from the Absolutely Free album of 1967 with Brown Shoes Don't Make It. That was followed by High Heel Sneakers. And that was done by Tommy Tucker, who was actually born Robert Higginbotham, but he went by the name Tommy Tucker, which he got from a children's nursery rhyme. We followed that with Bob Dylan from the 1966 album Blonde on Blonde with Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat. That's one of my favorites right there. The Kinks then gave us Dedicated Follower of Fashion from the Kink Controversy album, also from 1966. Well, we're just about out of time for tonight, but we're going to send you out with one more. This is a good suggestion for you. Just remember, every girl's crazy about a sharp-dressed man. This is ZZ Top from 1983. Take care, all, and we'll see you next time.